The following episode is brought to you by Rorschach. Who is Rorschach? To find out, visit hearustalk.com/who-is-he.
Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap!
Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right. This is episode 300 of the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. I'm just going to fade this out like the goddamn ill-prepared professional that I am. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. It's been a wild ride, people. It's been a wild, wild ride, 300 episodes, and with me, as always, a bald man who has no hair on his head, and I'm really close to him right now.
Is this, you're going to have to do this the whole show?
Can you speak into the microphone? Why is it that every time we do a show in the same fucking space, I always have to tell you to do the talking to the fucking microphone?
You are literally straddling my knee.
I am.
It's making me very uncomfortable.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I mean, is this going to be the whole show? This is what you're going to do the whole show?
Are you really speaking into the microphone?
I am speaking into the microphone.
Maybe I have to turn you up a little
maybe
bit.
Maybe you should.
I'm sorry. I have you jacked, actually. Let me see the switch here. Did I just touch you? Are you upset by that?
Your fucking nail went right into my skin.
Well, you have to hold it or something. You have to get it close to you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you perfectly. Right. Yeah, that's good.
What's up? What's up? Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to get on camera here. You decided to hog the camera.
No, you can get on no camera you want.
You decided that it's
I mean, I wish we could put this camera down so they could see how your nuts are straddling my knee.
Can you please just do me a favor?
Listen.
You know what? Take the fucking mic off the stand.
This is why I prefer a mic that's on my headphones. Why don't you get me one of those?
Take the mic off the stand and let's do this like Montel Williams. Keep it right next to your fucking mouth and speak.
It's episode 300 of this program.
Yeah, it is. And it's already a goddamn disaster. And you know what it is? What's creeping me out is that you insist on having the fucking lights off in my my new office.
No, I want the lights off. Otherwise, I will go off cam.
Why? You can't go off cam. Where are you going to go? Where are you going to go?
Usually you go on cam and you make it pitch black so people can't see all the stuff you have in your room.
I had a lot of shit in the room.
I mean, you had Garfield fucking banks and shit.
I did have a Garfield bank.
And now you have boxes.
Just to be clear. It was my bank from when I was 3 years old that my mom made.
Okay, you're now 30.
I am. Well, yes.
Okay, I didn't have stuff when I was 30 years
old.
Look
around. Do you see a Garfield bank anywhere?
I don't, but it could be in the boxes somewhere.
It's not in the boxes. It's currently in the room it was in. It will die there.
Yeah.
So, Frank, how does it feel to finally be together doing a show? Finally, at long last, we're together doing a fucking show.
Yes, it's been many years in the coming, in the making.
Many years in the coming, in the making.
We did a show before, as you pointed out. I put it on Twitter that it's the second time, but you had to put that it was the fourth time.
Well, we've done it a few times because, you know, the way I do the calculation is I count the number of times I had to tell you to speak directly into the microphone. And dead air persists. Why are you distracted?
I got distracted for a second.
See, it's like, you know what? It's like starting
usually
over.
Usually at the 300, every...
Would you feel more comfortable if you weren't on camera? Is that what's...
Well, I'm really not on camera at this point because the camera can't... you can only see my microphone right now.
Yeah, well, the thing about this is, for those of you who are watching live...
I prefer if you put the lights off, please.
Frank is actually wearing a jacket. I'm wearing a t-shirt and I'm sweating my fucking balls off. And he's wearing a jacket zipped up to the neck to protect him from whatever microbes may befall him.
You know, I don't appreciate the comment that my head looks big.
Well, that's what's going on in the chat room.
I have a couple double chins.
You realize that a lot of the people that hear this show
yes.
are not hearing it now. That's like, true. When I say now...
Right, but there are many times where you will reference the room, but it's okay for you to do it, but nobody else?
I use it to further the conversation.
That's
not
what I'm doing now.
Not to kind of correct my appearance,
right,
the post that people make of my appearance.
Right, but this is furthering the conversation.
Okay, so you want to talk about your huge head.
I don't feel like I have a huge head, but whatever.
Well, I mean, if we're looking at it right on cam...
Listen to me.
It looks pretty goddamn
big. I know. I have a fat face. I know. I'm working on it, all right? Thanks for pointing it out. But listen to me.
In the room right now, Casey Alon says, speak into the mic.
I'm speaking into the mic. Put your goddamn headphones on. Listen to me.
I'm listening to you. Everybody's listening to me.
Usually, every 50th episode, we'll do like a... I do, like, if it's a 200th episode, I'll do things that are 200.
Yeah, continue, please.
But I didn't have time today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, Frank. I really appreciate
it. I only drove fucking 90 minutes to get here.
Why are you still wearing your jacket? Aren't you hot? Do you need like a cold beverage?
I asked you to open the window. You won't open the goddamn window. Can't,
the window doesn't open.
Oh, that's safe than a fire. Thank God. I hope there's not going to be your fucking fire alarms are working, I hope.
Frank, there's a door right there. There's a fucking door right next to you. Yet you want to crawl out into the fucking the mulch hedge. Are you thirsty at all? Would you like to try a beverage?
You only have a fucking smorgasbord of beverages up there.
I do. And Amanda is an extreme couponer at this point. And she gets a lot of beverages.
Can I say what I saw here?
Yeah, by all means. You are at my house, and you made some observations.
I walked into... Listen, you know what? Very few and far between people will get the invitation to Mr. DJ Newstyle's fortress. And I feel privileged.
Fortress.
Okay?
Don't call it a fucking fortress. Well, like I'm off in the mountains.
Okay. He has boxes and boxes of snack foods, juices, and we're talking like he'll have varieties, every flavor in the variety of juices. And
yeah.
I wish we could put it on cam.
Well, we can't because the cam is a fucking 22-inch iMac.
He has about...
You can't forget about moving the cam.
Cases upon cases of mouthwash. He has bowls, two full bowls of Cadbury cream eggs.
Those are that's what intrigues me most. You always refer to those when you're here.
He has about three boxes of Orbit gum. And the reason he has all these is because Amanda, his girlfriend...
And who is Amanda, by the way?
Your girlfriend, by the way. He's living in sin. She's a coupon person.
She is.
So whenever there's a coupon item, buy one, get one free, she will buy it. But the problem is you're not using 99% of the stuff you're buying.
Yeah, but if we used it all, if we used every fucking thing that we bought, we would be 1,000 pounds. You saw how much there is. It's supposed to last you a while. The idea is you spend a little bit of money because it's on sale, and you stock up because it's not going to be on sale forever.
Right.
So she stocked up. And, you know, you said you were hot because before the show we were doing some warm-up karaoke exercises to drum up interest in the show. And you said you wanted a cool rag, but I can get you a cool beverage.
Yeah.
Can you speak into the mic? Please.
Yes!
Always
speak into
the mic.
Get me the cool beverage. It's sitting right there. Yes, it is. I can't wait to fucking taste it.
Okay, well, you saw the type of beverages we have. We have Life Water.
Right.
We have a lot of...
Very eclectic mix.
Powerade.
Yes.
Snapples, Jamba Juices.
Right.
Sprites.
Which I got yelled at for drinking.
Yes. Well, we have tons of it, right? Amanda... Right.
Please don't put the can so close to your nuts, please. Please. He actually has the can resting on his nutsack.
It's really cold. It feels nice.
Oh, for Christ.
Well, Amanda decided that to offer us a drink, she gave us this thing called tamarind juice, and I don't know what a tamarind is, but I know that the fucking picture on the can looks like two pieces of shit with a sprig of fern next to it. It really looks like two shits with fucking fern fronds on either side of it, and the brand is called what's the brand on this can here, Frank?
Foco
tamarind juice. Yugo de tamarindo. Yugo de tamarindo. And we're going to drink this. I'm not giving Frank the life water. I'm not giving him the Powerade. Because quite honestly, he's a complainer. He's made too many fucking effort. You've actually tried to steal candy. And we're upset with you.
You have no proof of that.
I have proof that you tried to steal it.
No, you have no proof of that.
I saw you. And you said I'm not stealing it. If I say,
don't fucking put your nose on it.
Oh, that's another thing. You fucking sniffed my candy.
You know what? Let me put yours in the glass and then I'll drink from the can.
Easy, easy. You're splashing shit all over the place. What's it taste like? Describe the taste like you're a wine taster. Please. Please describe the things you're tasting.
It's not bad. It's a little bit of apple juice. It tastes like pretty much apple juice.
It tastes like it tastes like apple juice gone bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it was. I think it's good. I didn't know what the fuck a tamarind was, but I'm actually enjoying it. Is that cooling you down enough, Frank?
It's fine.
Take your fucking jacket off.
I prefer
to keep it on. Some households, that's rude.
I prefer to keep it on, thank
you. It's rude if you keep your jacket on. Well, you can't stay so long? That's what people will say to you. You ever have that happen? Because you're a guy who keeps the jacket on all the time.
Stay a while. I do keep my jacket on, and maybe you'll realize the reason I keep my jacket on, okay? Because I have a little bit of a paunch, and maybe the jacket will hide the paunch. Do I got to tell everybody my fucking secrets?
Now, Frank, is this the... How many times have you been here to this house?
Maybe 3 or 4.
Hold on. There's something going on here. So 3 or 4. When was the last time you were here?
I was there about 2 weeks ago.
Okay. So 2 weeks ago. What did we do 2 weeks ago?
You invited me over to watch a martial mixed arts program.
A martial mixed arts program, right. Yes. I got the UFC, 120 whatever, and I had like 2 people over. You, Shawnee Murphy.
And your father.
And my dad, so 3 people. I invited 3 people over, and I figured I wanted to give the TV a test spin. I wanted to see how it worked out, and I wanted to watch the fucking thing in HD. I wanted to see all the fighting, and I also... didn't tell you this, but I wanted to see how you would observe a mixed martial arts fight.
This is sort of like a sociology.
It was a social experiment. I really want, because you don't watch that shit. You're not a fan of that.
No, I'm not.
You're not an MMA fan.
I am not.
Were you swayed after seeing it?
I don't know if I'm swayed. I mean, you know.
Would you watch it again? Did you enjoy it?
I'd watch it again, but I wouldn't pay for it.
So, do you remember a couple weeks ago you said that... that you considered MMA to be a little gay because it was guys rubbing on guys and shit and all that. And you said they're wearing little underwears and
That's not what I said. I said it's a little homophobic that you have guys who are watching other guys do this stuff.
Wait, that's homophobic to watch guys do stuff with guys? That's homoerotic, maybe, not homophobic. Homophobic, well, I guess maybe in the American Beauty sense of the word homophobic, where you say you hate fags, but then you want to suck Kevin Spacey's cock off next to a goddamn bench in a garage. So, Frank, after watching it for the first time, you would enjoy it. You would actually consider yourself not so much a fan, but someone who can enjoy a good mixed martial arts fight.
Sure, Ken.
Did you know that throughout the entire pay-per-view, and I sat next to you on purpose, you were making noises? Did you know that you were making noises as you were watching this?
I didn't know I was making noises.
Do you want to know what it sounds like?
What?
This is what Frank sounds like when he's sitting on the couch watching mixed martial arts. I honestly thought there was someone upstairs creaking the wood floors. But then I realized, no, it's just Frank making noises next to me. Making noises and sitting next to me. Frank, you look fucking perplexed.
I don't want your foot... Okay, your foot is too close to me. Please take your foot down and
okay,
your knee
I'm
just
sorry.
Touched my knee.
I'm sorry, here.
What are you out of your fucking mind? Are you out of your fucking mind?
What did I do?
He has his fucking sock foot in my fucking face. Come on.
It's hot in here. My feet are sweaty. My feet are a little sweaty, Frank. It's really hot. The air isn't on. I'm not paying for the air yet. I gotta slip my shoes off. Get my tootsie some air.
Come on.
Okay, I'll take the... So you really have an issue with my socks?
Yeah, and by the way, when I was over here that night, you had your fucking shoes off. which I didn't feel too comfortable about because you know that I think it's a little feminine for men to be walking around in their sock feet.
How is that? Why would they just sell socks then for men if that's effeminate, as you say?
I just don't like it. You wear sneakers.
Do you like socks? Do you like wearing socks?
No, I find them vile.
So do you wear?
No, I wear them, but I don't walk around in just them. I will always, be covered up, like we've talked ad nauseum.
But like the thing about it is they're comfortable on your feet, right? They make shoes feel better. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, but there are times. I mean, sometimes I will go into sockless.
See that to me, that's gross. Because you get the rogue piece of gravel that cuts your fucking foot apart. But so you like socks, you enjoy the comfort that they provide, but you don't ever just walk around your own house with socks.
No.
You know how fucking great that feels?
I don't like it because you slip and slide.
You ever just sit on your couch in your underwear, just watching fucking TV?
Come on.
And just fuck all your disgusting parts. A mere micron away from the material on the couch. You never do that.
No,
it feels very freeing.
Well, I'm happy. I don't do that.
I do it on my couch all the time.
The one I sat on?
Yes. Yes. Every morning I'll go down in my fucking undies and I'll sit on the couch and I'll turn on the TV a little bit. Just for a little while because I got to get to work. I got to be early. You're really wiping. See, this is the thing I noticed about you. Rules don't apply to you. You set up this whole fucking framework of guidelines and courtesies you expect to be granted to you, but you'll do all this shit. Like, I caught you sniffing a Reese's peanut butter cup or something, or maybe a ring pop in Amanda's candy dish. And I said, oh, that's really interesting. You would think nothing of just picking it out of somebody's fucking table and putting your nose right on it.
My nose did not touch the packaging.
Answer this. Let's say I go over to your house. I'm officially, I'm somebody who has been to your house. I will go to your house, and let's say I go to the fucking kitchen table and pull off an orange out of the fruit bowl and just start sniffing the little stem piece. And then I put it back, and it's like nothing of it. And you notice it.
All right, listen.
And you notice that.
My nose did not touch the packaging.
What would you?
It wasn't bare. It was in a package.
Okay, stop trying to defend yourself because I just put a scenario out there. I want you to react to it. If I sniffed one of your oranges, putting my nose in the stem piece. In the stem piece, Frank.
Me sniffing.
Would you care? How would you react?
Me sniffing your food doesn't bother you, but you sniffing my food does bother me.
And that leads me back to my original point. There's this whole fucking structure that you've created. Everybody has to stay within those lines, but King Frank, he don't have to play by the rules. I'll sniff, I'll put my hands on anything, I'll wipe my fucking greasy forehead on a windscreen of a microphone that goes by people's mouths. You just did it.
No, I used...
You did it on cam, too.
Oh, fuck you. I did it with my fucking hands.
You did it, because you were nervous.
Has this been used by other people?
Yes. Mike Nice, Shawnee Murphy.
I think you told me you bought me new stuff.
I bought you new headphones. That's actually the one I conducted an experiment to see if I could hear sperm generating in my sack. I had to put it real close. So, Frank,
7-7-7.
Seven?
No, go ahead.
Wait, what's seven?
No, I'm just reading. Go ahead.
What are you reading seven for?
Don't worry about it.
Why are you repeating that?
I feel like it. Go ahead.
No. You have to explain it. Now, you can't just say something and not
explain. No, I was just reading seven.
Where?
Seven. This and this is seven.
You're doing math based on the number of people in the room?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure the people who've downloaded really care. What's the matter?
Could you stop rubbing your feet with your bare fucking hands?
I don't understand.
Because now the fucking moisture and sweat from your fucking feet is on your fucking hands.
Well, Frank, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'll stop that. I'll do that for you. I cleaned that bathroom right outside the studio just for you.
Are you being serious?
I actually cleaned it. I cleaned it with soft scrub.
When?
This morning. I cleaned it this morning for you.
Wow, I'm surprised.
Now, apologize to me because that was a very nice thing for me to do.
So why would I apologize for you? I should say thank you, not apologize.
No, you should apologize for being so rude to me just now. You snapped at me because I grabbed my own foot.
Just don't be touching.
Frank, do you think I'm going to try and caress you? Why do you care if I touch my fucking
feet?
Because
now your hand, all the sweat from your hand is now on the chair. Now it'll be on the doorknob. It'll be over there. It'll be over here.
Yeah. Well, why do you care? Like, do you know where your chair's been?
No. And you told me this came from the previous owners.
It did. It did, and I made no effort to clean it.
They could have had Cordis on this chair.
Based on the little coffee stain esque circles on the cushion, it could be either that or someone had loose bowels. I gotta say, around the dining room table there were urine trails from animals, and that is the dining room chair. I can only assume that something or someone pissed on it. Now, Frank, I wanted to bring something up. You understand that Sunday was Mother's Day, and I'm sure that you gave Donna and your mother a nice day, right? Is that a fair statement?
Sure.
What did you do?
I ate dinner that my wife cooked.
So you ate a meal that she prepared?
Yes.
How is that a good thing for her? Like, how is that a break?
Well, she volunteered to cook. She had
So what did you do for her then? Besides eat the fruit of her efforts?
I treated her good.
Oh. You care to go a little more detail?
There were no funny business.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate. Maybe that's what you did. You didn't have to put yourself on her for an evening. Gave her a break. Oh, I'm sorry. I touched my foot again. Listen, Frank, I'm really sorry about that.
Could you put your shoes on?
You want me to put my shoes back on?
I mean, don't get all comfy and cozy with me sitting next to you, please.
The thing about these is I got these fucking insoles.
No! Come on!
What's the matter?
That's the most vile part of all!
Look at it. Look at it in the camera.
It's
got a permanent footprint. They're over-cushioned. And sometimes, you know, sometimes it makes my foot kind of lose balance. I don't really have... What are you doing?
I was... nothing.
Why are you making that noise?
I was thinking of the song we were singing before. I was going to say, so true. Whatever.
Well, that's really good. Frank, did you come here with anything to say?
Not really.
No?
Tell
me about... Jesus Christ, you fucking goof. What the fuck is the matter?
That's your fucking cord, not mine.
No, this is my cord.
Well, don't put it so close to the
It's going right to your fucking face, you dope. Jesus Christ. All because you can't concentrate because shoes are off. Frank, I'm sorry. You okay?
Yeah, I'm
fine. Oh, this is really shaping up to be a disaster.
Yeah,
316. Oh, shit. 316-768-4472. We just missed that call. Is that right?
Yes, we did receive a call, but it didn't go through.
Oh, actually, I'm calling him back. I tried to double click. I'm sorry. We'll see.
Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
This is Clayton from Texas.
Clayton from Texas. How are you?
Palmer.
You're on the show with Germ Freak.
Palmer.
Palmer.
Yeah, Palmer. Yeah, I actually used that the other day. I thought that was actually quite humorous. You don't catch stuff saying that.
So what's going on, Clayton?
Clayton, you're a rugged Texan, aren't you?
Well, I have been known to be quite rugged, yes.
Okay.
Right now, I'm outside. Actually, you said the number 7. I'm actually number 8, listening mobily through my mobile device.
Nice.
So I apologize. I'm listening live, but just through my mobile device. But I'm outside avoiding confrontation with the waitress at a Logan's Roadhouse.
What do you mean avoiding? Why are you avoiding her?
Oh, it's because I'm upset, and I don't really want to like get arrested right now, so I'm going to walk outside.
Can you please fill us in on what happened?
Wait, what's going on here? You're on the verge of being arrested.
No. I'm walking out because it's just when a waitress is like, no, we got slammed, and you're like, you're looking at the place. It's like Tuesday. It's a Tuesday night. Everyone's at home listening to the DJ New Style Show, so there's not a lot of people here.
that was very kind of you, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. And so consequently, there's, you know, they just give you the runaround about how we're just so busy, and they just can't get the food out, and it's horrible and cold, and of course, having my monsters, you know, just be extra monster is not exactly helping.
You're hanging out with Lady Gaga fans?
Oh, you know. Yeah. Those are my people.
You walked out before the food was served?
I did. And, well, I personally walked out. My wife's got a little bit more class than I do, I guess. Or actually, it's just her day to be the good cop. And sit in there and be like, no, everything's okay. And so she's going to complain to the manager probably very quietly, where I'm just like, I just walk outside for a few minutes.
Now, apparently, you've never heard of Ken and I's protocol at restaurants. You don't complain to anybody. Until you get food.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. I'm scared to death somebody's going to do something to it because I know that I would. So,
yeah.
You know, normally I just eat my food and never come back.
Are you a fellow who, I mean, do you have a temper?
I have what I've always said that genetically disposed to having a temper, but I've worked very, very, very hard to control it.
Palmer.
Yeah, right, exactly. I've seen my dad destroy things. Well, I've told stories on my podcast.
You mentioned a family pet once.
Yes.
Frank, did you hear this story?
No, I did not.
His father was less than pleased with the family dog. And what happened, Clayton?
And basically, the dog went to bark at him like 3 or 4 times, and he came in for that fourth time, just a millimeter closer than the time before, and my dad punted him across the yard.
Really?
And this is like, you know, I'm like 9, watching a family pet just get punted. And it's a little dachshund, so, punting is the right verb.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you're going to punt a dog, it's not going to be a fucking mastiff.
No.
You got to have that perfect weight.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect size for the word punt.
Yes.
So, and he yelped and whatnot. And only my dad, the psycho, when I ask him, hey, do you remember that story? He kind of faints like he doesn't know, and then he'll take a draw on a cigarette and have a big old smile across his face, like, yeah. You know, just like the psycho. And he'll act like it never happened.
So now you're exhibiting this behavior now by kind of just, like, removing yourself from it? Like, you're trying to fight against that behavior.
Right, because, like, my wife would go, because my wife's like a throw-things kind of person. She'll, like, throw a toy and put a hole in the wall. And I'll go, look, you can't do that. And she goes, why? Won't you? And she goes, you don't understand. Like, I could rip a door off a door hinge without even thinking about it. Like, I know I could. Like, there's no, like, so I bought all this shit. I don't want to replace it. Like, my dad would just destroy something. Like, look, I don't want to pay for this stuff anymore.
Yeah.
And so I've just gotten to where I just got to get calm and just like, you know what? You know, I don't know, bad and getting in my 30s and having kids, you're just kind of like, you can't control everything, so what's the point?
Yeah.
I'm getting that worked up.
So, well, you know, I got to say, it's cool that you're able to just kind of step out. Like, I guess what you're doing with the waitress is kind of like what a guy who's going through anger management would do with his, like, his wife that's getting on his nerves. He would just kind of fucking step out, count to 10. Like, I remember we were just out at, Frank and I were just out at a diner, and to kind of calm himself down, Frank, you had like a mantra that you repeated yourself because you couldn't decide on a meal.
Right. I said, this is something my wife told me. She says, it's only food, Frank. It's only food.
And you would say it several times.
Yeah, because I don't want to get overexcited.
It's only food, Frank. It's only food, Frank.
I don't want to get overexcited about the food. It's only food. It's only food. It's only food.
Well, I want to tell you something. I'm actually curious about something.
Sure.
And I know that what I'm going to tell you is a very douche thing to do, but I'm actually delving into a little passive aggression. And because it's not like me to do that, so I did something today that I'm not really proud of, but mostly because I just want to see what happens. There's a person that I have as a friend on Facebook, which I know you've delved into friends on Facebook kind of thing, and it's nobody who will ever listen to this podcast, so it's not anybody that it's not somebody that I would really consider a friend, so I don't care.
Okay.
Well, they had a picture up that was kind of I say it was definitely questionable, meaning like. They put up a picture of their 2-year-old running around naked, and I want to check. You know what? And I just don't want to see this little fucking. You know what I mean?
The worst part of that is not the fact that they put the kid up there. It's the fact that they think everybody's gonna have to fucking fawn all over their kid now. And you read the parents writing a Facebook comment like it's a letter from the Civil War. My dearest Alex. You are the sunshine of my life. Run through that sprinkler. So, love always, Grandma.
Absolutely. And so I sent a little text to her, a little say, hey, hey, Facebook's going to have a problem with it. And, of course, she sent the usual, like, response of, like, well, what do they care? It's a 2-year-old. So I did the passive aggressive, and I reported it.
You reported your friends?
You reported it? You
what the oh, you dickhead.
Oh, my God.
See, of course I am.
A real person would have just complained about it to everybody they know and people that they don't know.
Who do you report it to?
I just reported to Facebook because I just want to see what happens.
There's a link on every video or picture that on Facebook. You can click it. It says report. So, like, if I wanted to be a dick, I could fill up some Facebook moderator's queue with pictures of Frank at the fucking zoo. However, occasionally, there are some shit, some pictures that need to be removed. Maybe a picture of a nude child. How about that?
Clayton, was this a picture or a video?
No, it's a picture. And It was actually a couple of them. Of him and a little two-year-old and their two-year-old friends running
now,
around naked.
When you report it, do you get to add a comment for the moderator to indicate?
No, like, they give you a couple options of whether you want to block this as a friend or whatever, or just report it to Facebook. So I said, I'll just report it to Facebook. And like I said, it's a person that if I lost my friend on my Facebook, I really wouldn't care. But it was just more of a, I just wanted to, more of a curiosity thing. I just kind of wanted to see what would happen if... But you know, you want to say, you know what, you check your Facebook in the morning, or for me, let's be honest, I just want to update my cafe.
Here's the whole thing. Facebook equals bragging. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Frank, yeah. I just coined that right now. Repeat it after me, Frank. Repeat it.
You said that it brags for Facebook.
Facebook? Repeat.
Facebook equals bragging.
Thank you. Copyright Ken. 2011.
There you go.
And I actually stole that from Shawnee Murphy in a private conversation. I want to bring that up now, but I've already laid down the copyright, so it's pretty much mine. The thing about it, why do you post something on Facebook? You can say, I just want to share it with my friends. I just want to connect with people I haven't seen. The truth is, you don't, because you would have already. You would have done something with them. So the reason is you want to see what they're up to, and you want to show off to them. Facebook is nothing but a fucking never-ending reunion that transcends high school. It's now fucking kindergarten. It's fucking first grade.
Facebook is nothing but a computer show and tell.
Facebook equals bragging.
It's more than bragging, dude, because this particular person I'm talking about uses it like all my children. It's a goddamn soap opera.
Ugh.
And the only reason I'm friends with her is because I got this weird thing. It's kind of funny to watch her delve her entire life. Like where her husband... Dude, it's fucking crazy. She gets knocked up by this guy. They get married, and then he's shipped off. So they don't see each other for 9 months. He, of course, cheats on her constantly. And so she updates everybody in the world about how he's such a lying asshole.
He's such
and
a dickhead.
Him. Oh, it's fucking
You don't
crazy.
Need
no,
him.
I will say this, though. It sounds like she's interesting to follow because there's a lot of drama.
Yeah, what's her name? Let's all follow her. What's her name?
No. Come on now.
Okay.
Come on now.
Okay. Well, listen, you don't want to share. That's fine.
No, it's actually, it really is kind of entertaining watching this 18-year-old, and then she does the thing that you hate.
How old?
Where she starts putting, she's like 18, 19.
Why are you following an 18 or 19-year-old girl, Clayton? What's
I'm not
going
following
on
anybody.
Anybody.
Hey, do that. Hey,
what's
hey,
going on, buddy?
Looks like somebody is getting a rolling. Hey!
Somebody's doing good.
Somebody's doing real good.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Yeah. Who's the rugged one now? No, but she writes, like you hate where she writes song lyrics.
Yeah,
in her update, and I didn't realize how annoying it was.
I hate that. I don't mind if people want to put that, but put the source. Don't make it like you wrote the fucking song yourself.
Well,
yeah, I know. That's
at least for the benefit.
Like,
at least for the benefit of the fucking senior citizens who've just wandered onto Facebook and can't figure out that I'm not really sure that I can't take anymore isn't a fucking Third Eye Blind lyric. They really think that their dear friend on Facebook is going to kill themselves. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah, I appreciate that, but yeah.
Yeah.
Senior citizen, I feel that way. I don't even know what half the stuff she's talking about is.
Yeah, it's all bullshit. Well, Clayton, I got to say thank you for calling in, buddy, and I really appreciate everything you've done for the show, from calling in to passing it on to, you know, getting the word out there about us.
Absolutely. Episode 300.
Notice that I'm the only one thanking you, Frank.
Thank you very much, Clayton.
Can't be bothered. He's picking at his own fucking belly button.
I'm not picking anything, Clayton.
Hey, Frank, why don't you go through Ken's place and pick up a few things for yourself, like a little goodie bag?
I will. Yeah. I will consider that.
Frank, did we not send you home with something?
He sent me home with some sesame chips.
We did. We gave him
potato
chips.
They were all fucking broken. The fucking bed was full of fucking broken chips.
You know what? You son of a bitch. Fuck you. We gave you chips as part of the spread we had out for UFC.
He gave me like a parting gift.
Yeah, and no, Frank, you said you liked the chips. Amanda said, you know what, Frank, we have an extra bag.
Oh, that's very considerate.
And you have 10 extra bags for
me. Well, we gave you one, you fucking, you ate it up before you even got home.
And it was the one the mice went through. His fucking rats went through.
Yeah, there was a little chewing on the scene. Clayton,
thank you. Tootsie rolls all over the place.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much, Clayton. I really appreciate it, buddy. Take care. Thank you. That's Clayton from Texas. Hate Us Talk. That's hateustalk.tumblr.com. Hateustalk.com coming soon, Frank. He's doing his work. Now, Frank, why did you decide to turn the camera towards me?
Because you haven't been on cam that much, so I figured...
I'm fine to be on cam. I've been on cam... Listen, I've been on cam every fucking episode.
What, do you want a fucking hot dog?
Yeah, you know, I would. I'd like some fucking brown mustard. You know? Frank, why... Every little pop-up... That pops on the monitor, you point at as though there's a fire starting in the circuitry.
I'll tell you why, because while Clayton was on the phone, there was another phone call that was coming in, and it said disconnected, so I was wondering if that person could call back.
Oh, is that true? There was another one?
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
So true.
Funny as it seems.
Anyway.
Should I just call them back?
If you have the number.
Sure, I do have the number. I'm calling them right now. We'll see if they if they pick up. We're actually... Oh, I hope no voicemail.
Oh.
Come through, you know what I'm saying? Let's just see if the person picks up again. If we hear a voicemail, I will turn the volume off. I will give that courtesy.
Yeah, they didn't answer.
They're not answering. Frank, doesn't this make you feel bad? I feel.
Maybe we should.
Whoa!
What's the problem? They're not giving the fucking phone number.
I don't know what the voicemail message is.
We could leave a message to the person.
No, we will not leave a message. Frank,
do you know who that was, though?
Yes, I do. Frank, it could be Howie Mandel, Santa Claus. It could be Elvis. That person has called several times. It could be a certain former owner.
I did get a text that somebody was trying to call, and it was being disconnected.
Well, I'm sorry about
that. So maybe that person could call back.
If they call back, that would be actually pretty good. Frank, we were getting into what you were doing for your mother and Donna,
right?
For Mother's Day, and you basically put her to work and did nothing for her again.
I gave her a nice gift.
Do you see the? Can you? Hey, Frank, talk in the microphone.
I'm hearing you. I gave her.
Do
a nice
I have
gift.
Do I have permission to without addressing it? Can I adjust your hand when I see you're not speaking into the microphone?
No, you cannot touch me.
If I just touch the microphone.
No, you cannot touch me.
What if I choose to? If you're not talking into the microphone,
I'm talking into the microphone.
Don't if you're so not, I will lay hands on you.
If I'm not talking to the microphone, you could kick me in the shin.
I'll take my shoe off. All
right, whatever.
I don't think I won't take my.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I was on Twitter and I saw that someone, I think it might have been Goatweed, had retweeted something from a porn star about Mother's Day.
Right.
Are you gonna yawn?
I was going to, but
did you hold it in?
I swallowed it in.
You swallowed it? You swallowed a yawn?
Yes.
How did you manage to pull that one off?
I took a deep breath and inhaled.
Well, I noticed that this porn star, Alana Evans XXX, wrote something that said, I appreciate today because I am a mom, because I miss and love my own mom. But telling people happy Mother's Day because they have dogs is weird. And she went on to say that she didn't want to share this rank or this label with other people that weren't mothers. And you go to her tweet profile or her Twitter profile, and she's got her fucking tits out. She's all spent. She's an aging porn star. And I honestly don't think that she should be the champion of fucking mothers everywhere. I don't think she has the fucking right.
Because she's a porn star.
Because she's a fucking porn star. That's what I say. Because now she's a mom, so she is...
Many porn stars are mothers.
Well, of course, because... And they have a high likelihood of being one. They constantly
you get... You got that right!
They get some shit pumped in them, and they go about their... Can you please... See, this is, again, you live at a double standard. If I ever went to your house and put anything near my mouth that goes into one of your family members' mouths, like a fucking a fork or something like that, and just went... If I did that, I would be out the door. You would find a way to muster the strength up to physically remove
it. Yeah.
But feel free to let it all hang out at anybody else's house.
I'll let it hang out, baby. Yeah.
Because you think you're so fucking clean.
That's right.
You think you're clean. You're not clean. You're about as dirty as that porn star's fucking used up cunt. And the reason, Frank,
let me ask you a question. Being that this is the first time you're doing the program, not at your mommy and daddy's house because you lived there till you were 30, do you feel less inhibited?
Not really. I'm about as loose as I feel when I was over there. Actually, I'm getting a weird vibe from you.
What's that?
Well, you have the jacket on. It looks like you're trying to leave.
No, I keep the jacket on, as I mentioned before.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why. You look uncomfortable. Like, I feel like as the host, not just a show, but a house, a homeowner, I feel like I should get you an ice water.
It's a security type of thing. I keep my jacket on also for security.
Well, why don't you get, like, a fucking cloak? You should just get a cloak.
It's a security issue I have.
But you have to be sweating. Like, when you get home, you're going to fucking... That shirt, that sleep shirt you undoubtedly have under that bulletproof vest of a jacket you're wearing is going to be fucking... It's going to be like trying to pull mashed potatoes off your body. It's going to be disgusting.
I'm not like you. I don't have to wear a fucking undershirt.
I sweat a lot, Frank. I sweat a lot, particularly in the feet. Right in the feet.
Come on, dude.
I'm sorry.
You're getting a little queer on me.
Wait, what do you mean queer? I tried to gross you out my feet and you think that's gay?
Whatever.
Frank, why are you so... You look defeated.
I am defeated. You always say I look like I'm in pain.
You do. Whenever I see you, you look like you're experiencing a very constant and dull ache at all times. Maybe like in the soft palate. Like there's some kind of throbbing pain.
I thought you were going to get a camera that had us both on camera at the same time.
Hey, Frank, did you not see the fucking unpainted walls? The paint swatches? The room isn't done yet.
Oh, but you have the technology to do that?
What, to plug a camera into a computer? Yes, I do. I just haven't done it. See, the thing is, you kind of threw it out there that it would be a good idea to do episode 300 together.
Yeah.
And I agreed.
Yeah.
And here we are doing it.
Yeah.
I just kind of rushed to get everything out here and set up.
You only had 2 weeks to do it since there was no show last week. But anyway.
And you had 2 weeks to come up with anything to say. And you didn't. On the talk show. It's not like you're being a statue guy that fucking takes tips in a starter hat, puts the fucking goddamn cup down and hopes to get a buck or two while standing perfectly still. You're on a talk show. Why are you holding the mic upside down?
Because this is what it looks like.
And it sounds like shit. I'm going to fucking push it into your face. You're supposed to talk into the top of it.
I'm talking into the top of it.
There you go.
Yo!
Jesus Christ.
All right, so what's up? So, all right, listen. The fact of the matter is the porn stars who are mothers, their kids don't know that they're porn stars because they call them by different names.
That's true.
99% of the porn stars is not their real names. So sure, the kids will never know that they're porn stars.
But the thing is, Frank, there's this thing called the internet.
Right, but if they're looking up somebody by a different name, they're not going to know it's their mother.
Frank, if I go to Tube 8 or YouPorn or RedTube and just click on anal, there's going to be starlets who dabbled in a certain act.
I'm going to ask you. You told me this story, and you said to me that what you did was you put this woman's name and you put the word anal next to it.
Yes.
Why did you choose anal? Why are you so hardcore that you chose anal?
Because there's a certain... There's a certain stigma, I guess, with porn stars who perform that particular act.
What is that stigma?
That's the thing you hold up in the negotiation table. Jenna Jameson never did it on film.
Really?
Oh, yes. Yes, she never did it on film. Now, she could come out of retirement and say, let's blow out the ass, right? And then she might get a little payday for that. That's her 401k.
So anal equals more money?
But it's a bell curve. You do it too much, then it's like fucking, Sunday pasta. You know?
I see.
You do it every now and then. It's like, oh, no, today's a fucking blowjob day. We're not doing that today. Then maybe you keep it a little special. Listen, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about here. But with this person defending mothers and motherhood on Twitter, her kids are going to grow up. And those videos aren't going to go away. So if she has a son... That son's going to get to the inevitable age where you need to find something to jerk off to. They're going to go on to whatever iteration of the internet there is. And you know that the one form of information that never goes away is pornography. Every little piece of porn, every fucking scene, every memory that you have burned in, you can find it today. A porn star from when you were a child 25 years ago.
Seika?
you can find a Seika movie right now. And we could enjoy that if you wanted to. We could search that and see it right now. And Seika's fucking grandkids could click on anal or fucking cunnilingus or Asian man, French woman, professional clam diving. I don't even know. Like some other new thing that doesn't even exist. And there would still be videos of other mothers performing those acts. So those kids can either not ever go on the fucking internet or accidentally stumble upon their mom getting fucked on a Nautilus machine. All those little scenes that she did to just pay off her fucking Camry in the mid-90s. All those little things.
Can I see a picture of this woman?
You want to see a picture of Alana Evans XXX? Well, we can do that. I mean, it's not like you don't have a...
Is she... Is her Twitter name, is that certified?
It is. It is.
Wow.
There it is right there. Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Just smiling and taking it. And she's on assifications.com. The second result that comes up is a picture of her on assifications.com. There's the champion of Mother's Day, folks. Yeah. What, you got a little fucking Maltese? No Mother's Day for you. You have to pump out a little fucking kid who's going to resent the fact that he accidentally jerked off to his mom and didn't know until she turned her head back and said, "Fuck it! Fucking more!" That's the thing, Frank. That is why I'm irritated at that shit. You can't have a respectable fucking argument and attempt to be pure and well-meaning. You just can't. It's interesting, Frank, that... You now are taking the position of someone who's waiting to be thrown in at the last minutes of a losing game in the NBA. You're sitting there staring out with your brow furrowed and your lips...
No, I have no problem comment.
Chewed.
Are we done with this topic? Because I'd like to bring up something else.
Hold on. Let me just complete the fucking fantasy I'm having of you just being engulfed in flames. Okay.
I don't know what that means.
I'm staring at you and I'm picturing fire falling on you like you can't do that on television when someone says,
you know,
I don't
what?
Know.
Listen.
Except instead of slime, fire fucking scorches your skin.
No, listen. You had mentioned earlier that we went to a diner.
Yes, we did.
In this one horse town you live in.
Yes.
And this diner, he took me to the diner. It was so cheap. They didn't even serve Coke or Pepsi. It was fucking RC Cola, Royal Crown Cola.
Royal Crown. Official soda. Official cola of the New York Mets 1989.
Okay.
Gonna roll over L.A. Gonna roll over L.A. Come on. And they didn't, though. They didn't actually roll over L.A. L.A. ended up winning the series. Kirk Gibson, what's up?
Now, you did, like the good boy you are, you put ketchup on my burger.
Yeah, Frank, why did you ask me to put ketchup on your food?
Because I don't want to touch that container, you know.
For anybody who is kind of, like, this is, I guess, commonplace now to us as friends, I have to dress your meals for you. But anybody who might have downloaded this or someone who's listening live on heroestalk.com, they might not realize that when you go and have a meal with Frank and his meal requires extra taste, extra sauce... You'll be applying it for. He will ask you to apply it for
you
him.
You will work. You will work.
No, you will not work. You'll only do it if you choose to. Because, you know, Frank is scared of the bottle. Well, I don't know why you're scared. Why are you scared of a squeeze ketchup bottle?
Come on. We've discussed this ad nauseam.
Why?
Because there doesn't... I guarantee...
I put it 2 inches from your plate and you fucking cried.
They're not cleaning them every night, you know.
Frank, when are you going to grow up? It's 300... Look at me. Look at me, Frank. It's 300 episodes. When are you finally going to become a real boy?
I am a real boy!
No, when are you going to realize that putting a ketchup bottle within 3 inches of your plate isn't going to kill you?
Let me tell you
what this is. It's not going to kill you.
Let me just say, before we went to the restaurant...
This isn't even a fucking... I'm not even joking.
Before we went to the restaurant, you must have known somebody in there. He shook hands with somebody. Then he proceeds to eat fucking french fries with his filthy fucking hands without washing them.
Yeah, there are people and you know them. And you can say hello to them and give them a handshake and sit down and eat your own
food.
And
you didn't even cleanse your hand beforehand.
Yeah. You know why? Because I'm a fucking real boy. And
not,
Frank...
Not with that beard, you're not.
And one day, you'll be a real boy and realize that being scared of imaginary ghoulies that attach themselves to little plastic bottles and placemats with advertisements printed on them and fucking cups of RC Cola are not going to hurt you. Look at me. Seriously, lock eyes with me right now.
This is getting too gay. You're a little too close.
See, I'm trying to read your soul. You're genuinely nervous. I can tell.
When? Right now?
No, every time you're within anything that isn't your house.
Well, I keep a clean car and a clean house.
No, you don't keep a clean fucking car.
Oh, yes, I do.
First of all, Frank drove us, and I say us, I mean Amanda, my girlfriend Amanda. We were driven by Frank in his car, his chariot.
I have a beautiful 2001 Mercury Sable.
We weren't allowed to get in right away. When you parked right out in front of the house, very good. We walked right to it. But for some reason, we were stuck on the street for about 10 minutes as you scurried and like cleaned up all this shit and put it into a fucking like a 30-gallon trash bag in the truck.
Well, I had to clean it up.
You have a bag of garbage that is full at all times.
Well, people, it's not customary for people to keep a little bag of garbage in their car.
No, 30-gallon bag. Do you know what that is? That is like I need a garbage can so I can recycle cans and milk jugs. I better get a bag that fits it. Oh, Frank has one in his trunk, but it's always filled with Wendy's and fucking floor fries and console lettuce. Frank, it's disgusting. And not only that, like you cleaned it up. You took all the excess trash away. And it, like, the entire interior, the console, the floor mats, everything, looked like when they clear the garbage out of a hoarder's house. Just that,
residue?
Those swirling residue stains. And you pointed to 7 different areas where you explained a horrific stain. You said, oh, that's bird shit. A bird shit right through my fucking
moonroof. Well, I had a sunroof open, so he shit on my chair. What's the big deal?
And you didn't even clean it off. There's a white bird shit stain on your passenger side. Right, the luckiest shot a bird will ever take. Permanent ice cream stain.
That's from 2004. That's chocolate chip.
And how long have you had the car?
2001.
So you got it in 2001. 2004, there was an ice cream mishap, and here we are in 2011, mishap intact.
Yes.
Interesting. Like, it's almost the number of years that Bin Laden has been at bay. You've had an ice cream stain on your car. Almost the same amount of time. Just a couple years different.
You know, there's 150K on my car right now, so I say, what's the point of cleaning it? It's going to go in any second.
Yeah, but you could have said that every year after 2004.
That is true.
You didn't even think to fucking put a goddamn a moist rag to it. It's like, it's really disgusting. I have a video I'm going to be posting to YouTube. I recorded it. Frank, you get excited when you show people your filth sometimes.
I don't get excited. Why would I get excited?
You were kind of downtrodden a little bit today. Like, you were a little not knowing what to expect coming here. And I turned the camera on and you're like, hey, come look at my garbage.
I did?
Yeah, you said, hey, come look at my garbage. I don't have my phone, but I'll post it. It'll be on my YouTube, youtube.com/DJNewStyle. Frank, when are you going to fucking shape up? When are you going to finally become a human again?
I am not an animal!
That's it?
You set me up like that. What do you expect? Don't fucking set me up like that, you son of a bitch. Don't expect much.
Well, Frank, I want to bring on our first guest. I want to bring on our first guest of the evening. Could you go out of the room and tell them to come in, please?
Really?
Yeah, I want to bring our first guest on.
I know.
Just go get him and have him come back. All right, Frank is going to go get our guest. Holy shit. If he fucking brings...
You know what? You're expecting too much from me.
What do you mean I'm expecting too much?
I wasn't planning on this.
Well, just get him and fucking bring him in here. We have a very special treat for you, everybody, for episode 300 of the DJ New Style Show. A very, very famous, not famous, but well-known person. well, oh, God, this is going to be a fucking disaster.
Oh, yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen... Frank, thank you for getting him. Yeah, come on in. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, what's going on?
Ape-Face Magoo. Ape-Face Magoo, everybody.
Oh, dude. I forgot how Ape-Face Magoo sounds. I forgot how he sounds.
Ape-Face Magoo, yeah. Very good to have you here.
Ape-Face Magoo's getting a double chin. Jesus Christ. It's been a while.
Ape-Face Magoo, thank you for coming out. You rode up with Frank, is that correct?
I did. I rode up with Frank in his car.
Yeah. You did. Where did you sit? Did you sit in the passenger side or did you sit in the back seat?
I sat in the back seat on the side with, after chocolate ice cream, I sat on the back side.
Well, oh, you sat in the back.
I sat in the back.
Oh, that figures because you're a goddamn ape.
I don't know what that means.
Well, anyway, Ape-Face Magoo, you are the evangelist of Heroes Talk programming. In your absence, you haven't been producing a lot of videos lately.
I haven't. I've been in retirement. I used to be a spokesman for some Heroes Talk programs, but they all...
What happened to them? I mean, the thing about it is, this show is still active. The Awful Hour puts out a show every now and then.
The Awful Hour puts out a show once every fucking full moon. you have the internal fighting between the two couples on the show, the What Show, and that was a big hot show.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you know, things happen.
Yeah.
And then you got the other show.
Best
in Show. That guy never missed a show in five fucking years. All of a sudden, he fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah, well, the thing...
I break my ass promoting his show, and it's the goddamn thanks I get.
I mean, Haters Talk is still producing material.
Yes, Clayton Palmer.
Well, that's a pretty good impression of Frank's impression.
Thank you.
Where do you stand at? You're in retirement?
Well, being that there's no shows to promote, there's nothing for me to do, so I just spend my time eating bananas in the corner somewhere.
Yeah, so that explains why you're buying cheap shit dollar store bananas.
Yes.
Yeah, you're just like the cheap fuck you are, you little piece of shit ape.
Who the fuck you talking to, boy?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
You don't fuck.
You're in my house now, motherfucker.
I'm in your fucking cesspool is where I am.
Yeah.
Your fucking mangy fucking dog fucking jumped on my fucking leg. That dog won't shut up for two fucking minutes.
Interesting.
It's like a fucking dust mop.
Well, he's got a big... You told me that he had a big dog dick.
He does have a big dick. I will give him that.
Well, why are you so angry right now?
Because I'm sick of you. I'm sick of this shit. I don't want to know what the
is it,
fuck...
Is it because you're a fucking frustrated asshole, faggot, cunt, cock? Is that what you are?
Who the fuck are you talking to,
I'm
DJ
talking to you.
Style?
Ape-Face
Magoo.
You
don't hold a candle. You will never. You will never hold a candle.
That's a beautiful jacket.
You will never hold a candle to some podcast person I can't remember his name right now.
Are you trying to compare me to Fandick? Perhaps?
Yeah, you will never hold a candle to Fandick. Fandick rules over you.
Well, maybe he does. You know, he's got a lot of passion. He really likes doing this show.
He's just consummate professional. You're a half-ass wannabe is what you is.
Yeah, and you know what you are? You're a smelly fucking monkey piece of shit. Okay?
You're a has-been.
Fuck you, Ape-Face.
Don't you fuck with me, motherfucker. I'll fucking rip your dick off and shove it up your twat.
Eat shit, Ape-Face. You know what, Ape-Face? You're a waste of fucking time. Nobody even cares about you.
What the
Do you
fuck
understand?
You call me in here for,
I didn't
boy.
Call. I didn't call
All
shit.
The fucking
fuck you.
I did on your half-ass piece of shit.
No,
network,
Frank.
And it's the goddamn things again. You never even paid me a fucking cent, motherfucker.
I gave you two bananas, you fucking piece of shit, and you fucking jumped at the chance to eat a real Chiquita banana because you never tasted one before.
You know, some people don't like the Ape-Face. And when you
no, you know what? No, no, not some people. Nobody likes Ape-Face.
When you ask them what they think of the Ape-Face, they go, eh.
Yeah, nobody likes Ape-Face Magoo. You know why? Because he's a fucking bore. That's what you are. A fucking bore. And I, you know what? I hope in retirement you fucking go quickly.
You're testing my patience, No Style. I want to take you and put your fucking head through the fucking wall right now. I'll take you out.
How about you just, you know what?
I have no respect. I'm getting the
no,
fuck
Ape-Face,
out of
I'm sorry. I'm sorry,
you
Ape-Face.
You son of a bitch, don't fuck with
I'm
me,
so, listen, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Ape-Face. Can you,
Ape-Face is getting hot.
Can you just remind everybody how they can subscribe to the show? And
you can subscribe to the Heroes Talk Network.
God, he smells like a fucking piece of shit.
Heroes Talk Ape-Face.
He smells so fucking bad, this Ape-Face. Oh, I'm sorry. My internal dialogue is escaping me right now. God, he's wearing that fucking jacket all the time.
Listen,
smelly mask.
I got things to do.
Fuck you, hey, Ape-Face.
I don't need this bullshit. You
fuck
you. You treat me like the king that I am, motherfucker.
Okay, Ape-Face, have you ever heard of ICU2, Ape-Face?
I don't give a shit.
Frank, come back here. You're okay to come in. God, he's fucking really cranky at fucking Ape Face. Man, your face is very shiny for some reason.
Oh, man, I just ran a fucking race for Christ's sake. Damn.
Why are you speaking like Ape Face now?
Oh.
You're going to have to hold the microphone. First of all, before you get back into it, Frank, I want to talk about ICU2. That's ICU2.com. Video conferencing. It's what we do. It's what
I
we
call
love.
Them the pioneers of conferencing.
They are the pioneers of all conferencing. You think of the word conference, well, you'll see the picture of the ICU2 logo next to it in any dictionary. Anyone. Go ahead and try me. Prove me wrong. ICU2.
And the number two.
That's ICU...
The number two.
.com. ICU2. What they'll do is, Frank, they will let you try it for free. Download it to your Windows PC. I know. I'm not lying. You can download it and try it for free. And then you'll find out you like it, as everybody does. And you'll purchase it. You'll get a nice membership. You'll be part of a fucking close-knit community that goes to Vegas, Amsterdam. And you know what? And then they go back home, wherever they're from, because they can be face-to-face with anybody. From any place. ICU.
The number two.
.com. Thank you very much, ICU. So, you know, you're very good. Very, very nice. Frank, I saw something that kind of intrigued me. You're not. Are you a guy that likes to have stickers on your car? Did you ever have bumper stickers?
No, I never did that. That stuff's trash.
It's kind of dumb. I never really thought to do that either. I never wanted to promote anything. I never wanted... any logos on my car or anything like that. And because of that, I pay a lot of attention to the people that have decided to do this. It's almost like tattoos. I don't have one. I have no desire to get one. But if I see one, I'm very much interested and I study it.
Oh, shit.
Wow. It's amazing. You killed him. you killed her. So I'll study him when I see him. And I noticed that yesterday... There was a car in front of me that had a sticker that said, Real Men Love Jesus. It said, Real Men Love Jesus. And they had the little fish sticker, and they had a plethora of Christian-based car stickers. Are you okay? Yeah. Are you going to fall asleep?
No.
Do you need to crash?
No.
You can sleep on the couch.
No, thanks.
I do, but you'll have to move over in the morning because I do honestly watch TV in my underwear every morning.
Okay.
And so this car had all these like Jesus stickers on it.
Sure.
And then in the back window, they had an entire family of stick figures. Are you familiar with these? Have you seen these? The stick figure families, they have the big dad.
I have them myself in my car.
Do you have the ones where like you have the names spelled out? Like you
I
have
don't have the name.
Frank, no. Donna, no, fucking... No. Sophie.
No.
Okay, because sometimes they have them for the dogs. And I've even seen them where they have the fucking names, like a blueprint for a fucking home invasion. Can you get at least give me at least four words before you decide to say sure again?
No problem.
You fucking asshole. So, but on this car, he had the family thing.
It's nice because it shows that people are...
They're family, love their family people. They love it, right?
Right. It's a camaraderie type
They're
of thing.
They're all together.
Oh, togetherness, baby.
Yeah. Well, this guy, he had the entire family, the dogs and everything, but the mother was scraped off the car.
Oh, God.
And you could tell by looking at them that those were the first stickers. They had the most age on them. Like, the Jesus stickers were brand new.
Right.
And so I'm wondering, like, how do you think that happens? Do you think it could be vandalism that somebody scrapes the mom off?
Maybe it was they bought the car like that.
Maybe he did. I mean, he bought a piece of shit car with like all these he gave up after trying the third member in the family lineup.
Right.
Really? You would start with the first one. I think that he got divorced and couldn't bear to look back at his fucking his rear window and see that cunt. Her stick figure representative.
Well, was this peeled off, you know, could you tell, was it peeled off because of weather, you think, or actually systematically peeled off by human hands?
It looked as though there was nothing there, but when sun hit it, I could see the adhesive, where the adhesive used to
be. Oh, I see what you
The got. Outline yeah. of, like, the stick figure woman.
Right.
Which was smiling or whatever the fuck it was. Frank, you look worse for wear. You look fucking terrible right now.
Well, how would you feel if you were stuck behind fucking plastic for... 10 minutes.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Are you really? You really?
I'm starting to. Oh!
What did you just do?
I'm starting to get a little hot.
You know, why don't you take the jacket off?
No, that's all right.
Take the jacket off.
I don't want to, because then I got to put it back on.
Well, Frank, 300 episodes. You've been around for how long? Since August 2007?
Is that true?
I believe so. We can check the archives on DJNewStyleShow.com. And I'm pretty sure it was around episode 133 that you started becoming the regular
I didn't know that.
Co-host. You've been on for quite a while.
Right.
You did take a little bit of
a hiatus. We took a little bit of a couple days off.
Why did you decide to do that?
I was finding myself.
You were finding yourself?
There was too much pressure.
There was pressure?
Yes.
What kind of pressure did you feel?
I had too much pressure.
Are you going to drink the rest of this juice?
I finished it.
You finished the whole fucking thing?
I think so, didn't I?
No, it's like full. Oh. You took one sip out of it.
I am going to take some other juices before I leave, though.
You're not taking anything.
Oh, I will take it whether you like it or not.
No. So, Frank, are you going to come up here again and do a show?
I will come up here. I will not say I will make it a weekly thing. Yeah. As a little bit of a hike.
Are you going to maybe have some material?
Fuck you. I will not promise that either. I will not promise anything. Listen.
You know what my favorite part was about your car? You had that permanent ice cream stain from like 2004.
Chocolate chip.
You remember the kind of ice cream, the flavor. It was on the one side where the entire interior was ripped off. But like 10 minutes after you explained that it was gross and like nobody sits there, you said that Luke pulled off all the
interior.
Yeah,
he's starting to peel off the interior.
So he sits on that side. And you don't feel any fucking...
He sits on he's in a toddler seat, so it's not he's not sitting on that.
Well, he's still in a baby seat? He's fucking 7 years old, for Christ's sake.
You have to be a certain age. You have to be either 8 or a certain amount of weight.
Well, why can't you just put him in the back seat? What, are they going to pull you over and weigh him like a fucking fish?
It's a safety issue, my friend. Maybe when you have a kid, you'll realize that, but instead of treating your dog like a kid.
Did you ever... Like, what does the seat look like? Is it like the Friendly's booster seat?
Something like that, yeah.
So just like a little seat to raise you up a little bit to make sure that you're guaranteed to fly over the fucking front seats.
That's right.
Shouldn't you be as low as possible when in a car?
I don't know the physics in it.
Okay. Thank you. See, I guess, you know everything. And because I don't have a kid, I can't be inquisitive or even make a decision.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, those also you also can't have your kid... In the front seat because of the airbag. The airbag could suffocate the kid as well.
Yeah. So you have him in the back seat in the ice cream stain. And he tears your car to pieces. When are you going to get a fucking new car, Frank? You drive all over goddamn creation.
You got a few bucks I could borrow?
Get a fuel-efficient car.
Yeah, I noticed you don't answer that.
I got 10 bucks.
Looks like somebody's doing good.
Get like a Kia.
And I come into this house, he's got these fucking expensive... paintings he's got fucking lying around his fucking dining room and living room just fucking waiting to be hung. The guy's living the life of Riley over here. You know, he puts this game on where he's just an everyday Joe. But he's living the life of, don't let him tell you wrong, man. He's got everything he wants in this world. Thank you.
Why do you have to scrunch your entire face up like you're saying a dinner prayer? You're closing your eyes and looking down with your head nodded. You have your head forward.
You
like
remember the first
you're
video,
saying grace.
The first video and probably a classic video we did was their trip to Chipotle.
Yes, I do.
And I was talking in the parking lot and I would close my eyes.
Yes.
For some reason, I do that. Maybe.
That's an astute point. I thought you were really going to explain why.
Maybe
when I was a child, the sun blinded me, and ever since then, any poignant thought that I had,
I'm thinking maybe it's a security issue. But if you remember that video, I went glub glub.
Yeah. You tried to speak, but you had half of a burrito in your mouth.
Right.
Frank, I gotta say, it's been a great run, the DJ New Style Show. 300 episodes.
300 by the old loops at a time.
It's been 300 episodes of this show.
Yes.
And by far, you've been the longest running co-host.
Yes. So even including the break.
Yeah. I mean, you've been on, let's say, over 100 episodes, I would say.
I would say more than that, but whatever.
Well, you did miss like a 6-month period.
Yeah, but you were only doing it like shows every couple weeks then.
Yeah, but when you were gone, I started doing 2 a week.
It didn't last long.
It didn't last long because it's a lot of work.
Well,
a lot of work promoting your own show. Did I miss you, or did you call me and say we should be friends again?
I never said that.
You said, I never said that.
Never. I would never say that.
Ken, I missed you.
Never.
You did.
No,
you fucking,
I swear. I would never
not,
say
and
that.
Not only that.
I wouldn't say, that would not be my, I wouldn't give you the satisfaction.
I'm not, and this is no bullshit. Like, I like to put Frank in an uncomfortable positions, like, by saying some bullshit every now and then. But this is 100% true. At the fucking Bottomley's, that wonderful, comfortable bar.
When you gave me the That's fucking bullshit. As soon as I came into that door,
you
fucking rushed toward me like a guy who just saw his woman guy come back from World War II.
You rushed to give
me a big fucking hug. You rushed to that fucking door.
I extended my hand for a handshake, and you gave me the hug me eyes.
No, hug me
you
eyes.
You gave me the fucking
Get
hug
out
me
of here,
eyes.
Fucking.
I charged over to give you a handshake. Like a fucking man, and you're like, oh, forget that. And you put your entire body on me.
Ugh. Right.
And, we're seeing in the chat room here that someone is taking exception with you.
How was Steve the LARPer?
I gotta say, he had his moments.
And how often were those moments?
There was a period where Steve really enjoyed the hell out of some drugs.
Oh.
Something called Mary Jane. Marijuana,
right?
Pot, you know, marijuana, and occasionally he would have no idea just what the fuck he was saying, and he would do, you know, just kind of sit there, and I'd be like, yeah, like I would throw it to him to speak, it's his time to speak, and I would be met with absolute silence. This is what I like to call the dark ages of the DJ New Style show. These are your Clivian episodes. These are your Kent the Movie Guy episodes. I like to call it the boat without a rudder, period. If the DJ New Style show was a ship, it would be a life raft with one broken oar at that point. Just going in a fucking circle, potentially sinking every single time. Well, are you pointing that out? You can feel free to read it. It's fine.
Well, I guess what he's trying to say is maybe he was saying that you got angry when people tried to talk too much, maybe. Is that what he's trying to say? I don't know.
Frank, if you spoke over me, if you filled up the entire hour or whatever we do, I would be delighted. You're a naturally entertaining guy.
At times.
You were going on, like, you would not shut the fuck up at the diner, and it was making me laugh.
Really?
And then we get here.
You know, I like to put a smile on people's faces.
Yeah, but then we get here when it's time to do that. And
well, we're not in a scenario. We're trapped in a room here, you know?
See, the thing is, you perform.
I am a performer.
But you need to see reactions instantly.
Yes.
But you could get a reaction from me. I'm here now.
Yes.
Do you see?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I want to let it be known that Frank is sitting, as they would say in the old country, shkakyad. He's got his fucking knees at a 180 degree angle from each other. His dick pointed fucking right at the goddamn desk. Knee by each ear. Just sitting there with his fucking feet sprawled out.
Yeah.
And I got yelled at.
Well, you were straddling my knee.
I'll fucking take my shoe off.
All right. I think it's about time to put the cap on the bottle. You think so?
I want you to say something nice about the show.
It's a pleasure that I'm on the show.
Frank.
You know, let me tell you something here, okay? I don't know if you can see this, but last time I was in his home, he wore the same fucking shirt. A cheap fucking $4 shirt he got at a fucking flea market.
Frank, do you think this was a good show? I'm not sure. Cause I think I need to ask our favorite expert of all time. Do you have an idea?
Go ahead and ask the expert.
I think I need to defer to the expert, and let's just see exactly what they'll say about it. Sometimes, you know, we can't come to a conclusion. I mean, am I right, Frank? It's really tough. So we'll see if they give us a definitive answer. I'm leaning one way, then I'm leaning the other on this. I don't really know. See if they pick up.
My goodness, can I help
you? Hi, do you know if we had a good show tonight?
I'm sorry?
Did we have a good show tonight?
Nope.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Is that our usual McDonald's?
Yep.
I think we should have somebody else.
You can't get any better than that.
No, I think you got to ask. I think one more person would be better. You got to ask at least two people because one person cannot make, rule the nest.
Just pushing it.
Oh, maybe it is, but there's nothing much we got else left.
Well, I'm gonna wrap it up.
All right, let's wrap it up then.
No, we're going to call someone else. Frank wants to...
Let's wrap it up!
Nope, we're going to call another person. Frank wants to
wrap
really...
Wrap it up.
Oh, shit, no, not the same one.
I'll take it.
You take it, what?
No, you know what? Call the same person, let me ask, and see if he still says
no. No. See, this is where we start pushing it here. But again, you're not convinced. I seem to agree with the guy, but whatever.
Hi, McDonald's. How can I help you?
Hi, do we have a good show tonight?
I'm sorry?
Do we have a good show tonight?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Do we have a good show tonight?
Good what?
Show.
The car show?
Was it good?
They don't have the car show because they're negotiating. The Roxbury Mall doesn't want it here anymore because they say they take up too much space.
Mm.
But was it good when you had it?
Yes, it really was.
Thank you.
I disagree. I disagree. I agree with the other person. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
See? I told you! One more?
I'm not convinced. Are you convinced?
I don't know.
I mean... I'm really not convinced, Frank, to be perfectly honest. Fuck, I gotta think of another.
Maybe one. Something in the hood?
Sure. Okay. All right, last one. Last one. I'm trying to find the best possible expert here. Okay. We're going to call another expert here. This is the final deciding
vote. I just realized that other one named its fucking town.
They're going to name their towns. It doesn't matter. We're calling all over the state of New Jersey here, and we're settling on a place right now that...
No need to mention anything.
I'm just going to... This is to find out definitively.
This is a tiebreaker.
Okay, let's see.
McDonald's.
Hi, do we have a good show tonight?
Pardon me?
Do we have a good show tonight?
Wait, what?
Did we have a good show tonight?
Hold on.
Hello?
Hi, did we have a good show tonight?
Huh?
Do we have a good show tonight?
Is who what tonight?
Did we have a good show tonight?
Who are you acting for?
DJ New Style.
You had the wrong number.
Did we have a good show tonight?
You had the wrong number.
No, McDonald's.
What do you mean, are we able to chill tonight?
No, did we have a good show tonight?
Are you asked, was there a lot of people here?
Yeah.
Kinda.
Kinda? No, we need a yes or no.
Well, yes or, just like yes or no, would you say?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good night.
I disagree. Thank you.
See? I told you.
I disagree. And I like you putting on the applicable voice. The apropos.
I don't know what that means, applicable.
Well, can you give me an example of what you were doing before?
I said, could you please be more specific?
No. You said, yeah. Yeah, we're popping. We're popping. Y'all got them Big Macs. Y'all got them 7-piece. What kind of sauces you got? You got that honey bullshit? Let me get 7 of them honey bullshits on a 7-piece. That's 7 times 7. That's 49 units in a bag. That's 7 sauces. All right, Frank. Thank you again for being part of this.
Thank you.
This wonderful, yes. Wonderful episode of the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Please, do me a favor. Subscribe. Subscribe to the goddamn show. DJNewStyleShow.com. Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. I have my arm around Frank, and he's not loving it. Thank you to Ape Face Magoo, Clayton from Texas, and I'm sorry, Dan, but thank you for trying. To everybody from New Jersey, No, I mean, like, to everybody from New Jersey, thank you. Thank you. Frank, do you like my arm around you?
I don't mind.
Thank you.